Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
How could one of North Carolina's most important political leaders be both a progressive champion for education and economic development and at the same time be the leader of the white supremacy movement in our state? Well, North Carolina State Professor Lee Craig wrestles with this challenging question in his new book, Josephus Daniels, His Life and Times. Well, Daniels was, of course, the founder and longtime owner and publisher of the Raleigh News and Observer. In an interview shared by UNC Press, the book's publisher, Professor Craig struggled with this guy's seeming contradiction. He said, "I had to confront the fact that the most consistently progressive American political leader between the Civil War and the Cold War was also the father of Jim Crow." As Daniels was an enthusiastic supporter of the white supremacy movement in the elections of 1898 and 1890. Craig continues, he says, in researching Daniels' life and times, he came to terms with the different aspects of Daniels' public life. He said, "I've become comfortable with the contradictions of the man. He was a progressive, a warm-hearted family man, a man who genuinely cared about the country's less fortunate and downtrodden, at least as he defined them. Yet, at the same time, he was a white supremacist who used the coercive powers of the state to keep blacks in a socially and economically inferior state for generations. Also, he was a near pacifist who tried to keep the United States out of the world's worst war to date. Yet he was a gunboat diplomacist, and he was a capitalist who sought government regulation of capital." Professor Craig's book describes also Daniels' great business genius as a newspaper publisher and his support for public education and other progressive policies in North Carolina, as well as his really important public service as Woodrow Wilson's Secretary of the Navy and Franklin Roosevelt's ambassador to Mexico. Anyone who seriously wants to understand the history of our state and its political, progressive political tradition should seek to understand the career of Josephus Daniels. And for helping us explain and understand that career, Lee Craig deserves our appreciative applause. By the way, my North Carolina Book Watch interview with Lee Craig about this book airs this Sunday at noon on UNC TV, and I hope you'll watch. This is D.G. Martin.